开罗马书
Romans chapter 6
罗马书第六章
We will read from verse 15 through verse 23
我们由第十五节第十六节读到第二十三节我们由第十五节读到二十三节罗马书第五章
And maybe I will read it in English first and thenMy brother will read it in Cantonese.
啊，我哋先用英文啊读，然后啊用啊广东话读。第六章《罗马书》第六章。
Romans chapter 6 verse 15.
罗马书第六章第十五节。
What then shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Far be the thought.Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself, bondmen for obedience, ye are bondmen to him whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But thanks be to God that ye were bondmen of sin, but have obeyed from the heart the form of teaching into which ye were instructed.Now having got your freedom from sin, you have become bondmen to righteousness. I speak humanly on account of the weakness of your flesh. For even as ye have yielded your members in bondage to uncleanness and to lawlessness unto lawlessness, so now yield your members in bondage to righteousness and to holiness. For when you were bondmen of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit, therefore, have ye then in the things of which ye are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now, having got your freedom from sin, and having become bondmen to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness.And the end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the act of favor of God, eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
罗马书第六章第十五节，这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪么？断乎不可。岂不晓得你们献上自己作奴仆，顺从谁就作谁的奴仆么？或作罪的奴仆以至于死，或作顺命的奴仆以至于成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然作罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就作了义的奴仆。我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法作奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义作奴仆，以至于成圣。因为你们作罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就似死。但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，作了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祈祷。
Dear Lord, as we gather here this afternoon,
我们亲爱的主，当我们今天下午在这里聚集，
We do gather ourselves unto thyself.
主，我们将我们招聚到你面前。
Again, we want to thank thee for thy precious promise to us.
我们再一次感谢你对我们宝贵的应许。
Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in their midst.
当两三个人奉你的名聚集，主你就应许在我们的当中。
Dear Lord, we treasure thy presence more than anything else.
亲爱的主，我们宝贵你的同在是胜过一切。
We thank thee that we can gather here in unto thy name.
我们感谢你，我们能够奉你的名来到一同聚集。
And we have the assurance that thy presence is here with us.
我哋有确据知道你嘅同在系同我哋一齐。
Lord, will you speak to us this afternoon?
愿你下午嚟到对我哋说话。
By thy Spirit, make thy word living and operative.
哦，靠着你嘅圣灵，叫你嘅话能够活泼有功效。
That we do not hear just to hear something.
哦，我哋喺呢度唔系只系听到啲嘢。
But what we have here may turn into life.
哦，而我哋所听嘅能够变成为生命。
That by thy grace we may live a life, bring glory to thyself.
哦，靠着你嘅恩典，我哋能够活一个生命，能够叫荣耀归俾你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我哋奉你宝贵嘅名嚟到祈祷。
Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it is good to meet together in the name of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，实在我哋能够奉主嘅名聚集，系真系好好噶。
The best thing is if we really meet in the name of the Lord Jesus, we are assured that He is with us.
嗰个系事实，系当我哋真系奉主嘅名嚟到聚集。主就实在真系同我哋同在啊。
There is nothing better than have the presence of the Lord with us.
嗰度冇别嘅，比主嘅同在更宝贵啊。
I'm not going to preach to you.
我唔系要向你嚟到传道。
But I want to share my heart to you.
但我想将我嘅心嚟到同你嚟到交通。
Now what is life?
究竟生命是什么呢？
How do we live our life?
我们怎样过我们的生活呢？
How do you measure whether you live a good life or an evil life?
我们怎样量度我们过一个好的生活呢？还是过一个坏的生活呢？
Life is expressed through relationship.
生命是透过关系来到表达出来的。
Life is judged.By relationship.
生命是由关系来到去量度。
As soon as you're born into this world,
当我们生进这个世界的时候，
you begin a life of relationships.
我们就开始一个有关系，有很多的关系，不同关系的生活了。
Of course, first of all, you're related to your parents.
当然首先我们是跟我们的父母有关系。
Now, if you have siblings, then you are also related to your brothers and sisters.
如果我们有兄弟姊妹的，咁我们就同我们的兄弟姊妹有关系了。
And as you grow up,
当我们长大的时候，
as a little child, you will be related maybe to your neighbor's children.
如果我们一个小孩的时候，或者我们开始的时候会同我们的邻舍的孩子有关系了。
Then when you go to school, you are related to your schoolmates.
当我们翻学的时候，我们就跟我们学校的同学有关系了。
And if you have finished schooling and worked, then you have your associates.
如果我们是读完书，我们工作，我们就有我们的同事啊。
And if you're grown and married, then you have relationship with your husband or your wife.
如果我们长大了，我们成熟了，结婚了，我们跟我们的丈夫或者妻子就有关系了。
But if you have children, then you are related to your children as parents.
如果我们有儿女，那我们跟我们的儿女，我们有一个作父母的关系。
So life is full of relationships.
所以生命是充满了各样的关系。
If you are related to them well,
如果我们这些关系是好的话呢，
Then your life will be considered as success.
那我们的生命我们就说是一个成功的生命。
And if you are not related correctly,
如果我们的关系不正确呢，
Then your life is a failure.
那我们的人生就是一个失败的人生。
So we have all these relationships around us.
所以我们有很多这些关系是围绕着我们。
And these relationships are horizontal.
这边的关系呢是平衡的。
Before we were saved,
当我们得救之前，
we cannot speak of any vertical relationship.
我们不能够我们谈不上一个垂直的关系。
Because we were born in sin.
因为我们是从罪里出生。
And if you want to see any vertical relationship,
如果你要睇见一啲垂直嘅关系
，then maybe your only vertical relationship is with the enemy of God.
啊，或者我哋唯一垂直嘅关系咧，系乃同我哋啊同神嘅敌人系有关系嘅。
So we find that even with unbelievers,
啊，所以我哋发觉甚至系未信主嘅人
，they cannot worship God.
啊！佢哋唔能够系敬拜神
，but they can communicate with evil spirits。
啊！但佢哋能够同邪灵有相交。
So before you were saved, we can say your relationships are all horizontal。
我哋或者可以话，当我哋未信主之前，我哋所有嘅关系啊都系平衡嘅。
But after you are saved，
啊！但系当我哋大得救之后
，then there is a basic change。
啊！嗰一个基本嘅改变。
Because you're born of the Spirit is Spirit.
因为我们是从灵生的就成为灵了。
You have received Jesus Christ as your Savior.
我们接受了耶稣基督作我们的救主。
You have received His life.
我们接受了他的生命。
And you are able to communicate with God.
我们能够同神有相交。
So that begins a vertical relationship.
这个就开始一个垂直的关系。
As a matter of fact,
事实上
this vertical relationship with God is the basis of all the rest of your relationships.
我们同神这个垂直的关系其实是我们平衡的所有关系的一切的基础。
If you maintain a good relationship with God,
如果我们同神有一个好的关系
then,Your relationship with man and the world will be the right relationship.
咁我哋同人或者同世界嘅关系就会有一个对嘅关系啦。
If your relationship with God is not correct,
如果我哋对同神嘅关系唔正确
，then no matter what you do,
无论你做乜嘢
，your relationship with people will be incorrect.
你同人所有嘅关系都系唔正确啦。
So this is how important it is that we have a right relationship with God.
所以我们跟神有一个正确的关系何等的重要。
Now of course we begin this relationship as believers and our Savior.
当然我们开始这个关系作信徒的时候那这个关系是一个信徒和救主的关系。
We know that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of God.
我知道耶稣基督是基督是神的儿子。
And we are related to him.
我们同他就连上一个关系。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的救主。
And we are the saved ones.
我们是蒙拯救的人。
At the same time,
同时
we are born again.
我们重生。
We are born from above.
我们从上而生。
So we become children of God.
我们成为神的儿女。
And our God,is really our Heavenly Father.
我们的神实在是我们的天父。
Then as we grow up,
当我们长大的时候
we discover that our relationship with Christ will increase.
我们就发觉同基督的关系就增长了。
We will not only just have the relationship of Savior and the saved.
我们不单只是有一个是蒙拯救或者是同埋是拯救我们的人的关系。
But we discover that our Savior is calling us to be His disciples.
我们就发觉到我们的救主就呼召我们作他的门徒。
He said, come and follow me.
他说来跟随我。
He wants us to be yoked with Him.
他想我们同他同父一轭。
And to learn from him.
又要学他的样式。
So you have this relationship of the master and the disciple.
所以我们就有这个主人和门徒的关系。
But as we continue to grow in Christ Jesus,
当我们继续在主耶稣基督里面成长的时候
we find there is another relationship.
我们发觉那里有另一个的关系。
We find that it is the relationship of a born slave to our Lord.
我哋发觉呢个关系就是奴隶同埋主人嘅关系。
So this time, when we are together,
今日当我哋一齐嘅时候
，we will focus on this relationship.
我哋就嚟到加中呢一个嘅关系。
And it is bondmanship.
呢个乃系作奴仆嘅关系。
Now this may be a strange term to you.
这个对我来讲或是一个很奇怪的一个这样的名词。
And in its sense, it is not really strange.
但其实又不是那么奇怪。
Because when you read the Bible,
因为当我们读圣经的时候
you will find in our Bible mostly a mistranslation.
因为我们发觉是圣经里面常常有一个错误的翻译。
In the Greek, the word used is dollars.
在希腊文这个字就是 dollars.
If you want to spell it, it's D-O-U-L-O-S.
这个算法是 D-O-U-L-O-S.
Now this word is used in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, 124 times.
这个字在新约里面用了124次。
But unfortunately, in our translation,
很不幸的在我们的翻译的里面
the only place it is used is in Romans chapter 6.
唯一是用奴隶这个字是罗马书第六章。
In every translation,
在每一个的翻译的里面
whether it is English or Chinese,
无论英文无论中文
here,is the correct translation.
这个才是准确的翻译。
Bondman or slave.
奴隶或者奴仆。
But in other places,
别处呢?
It is all translated into servants.
在别处常常翻译作为仆人。
Even from the very beginning, if you read the Geneva version.
甚至我们读最初期的Geneva 那个版本。
Or the King James Version.
或者英皇钦定本。
Or even before that, you have the Wycliffe Version.
或者再早啲 Wycliffe 嘅版本。
Or the Tyndale Version.
或者甚至系 Tyndale 嘅版本。
Or to put it more modern.
或者比较系近代嘅版本。
You have the New Revised Version.
呢个系新嘅修改嘅版本。
Or other versions.
或者其他的版本。
Or even in the Chinese Mandarin version.
或者甚至是中文的国语的版本。
You find the word dollars. Dollars is translated servants all the time.
你发觉这个 dollars 这个字常常是翻译作了仆人。
The only place is correct is in Romans chapter 6.
唯一对的地方翻译得对的地方是罗马书的第六章在这里。
Now why is it so?
点解系咁样啊?
It was probably because during the 18th century.
多数系因为大概系16世纪嘅时候。
You have the slave trade.
嗰度有一个贩卖奴隶嘅制度。
Because of the slave trade.
因为呢个贩卖奴隶嘅制度。
It gave people such a bad taste.
叫人觉得呢个奴隶呢个字唔系好味道啦。
So the translators, when they came to this word dollars,
所以那个翻译的人翻译到这个 dollars 这个字的时候
they did not want to translate it into slave.
他们不想将它翻译成奴隶
because that gave people a bad taste.
因为这个字会被人觉得那个味道不好了
So they tried to translate into servants.
所以他们尝试翻译作仆人
Now that is the reason why.
这个是那个原因
But,
但是
in the Greek original,
在希腊文的原文
this word dollars is used 124 times.
在新约里面这个 dollars 这个字用了124次。
So there is a bondmanship that today's Christians are missing.
所以关于这个奴隶或奴仆这样东西在今天的基督徒里面常常都是错过了这件事了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
in our relationship with the Lord Jesus,
在我们从主耶稣基督的关系里面
there is a very important relationship,
那个十分重要的关系
And that relationship is, He is Jesus, is our Lord.
耶稣, 祂是我们的主,
and we are His bond slaves.
我们乃是祂的奴隶,
now, that is the relationship.
那个才是那个关,
if we really understand the real relationship between His Lord and His slaves,
如果我们明白主和他的奴隶的关系,
that will probably give us a correct understanding. Not according to what we read about the slave trade during the 18th century.
不是好像我们想到大概18世纪我们读到的奴隶制度那种的奴隶,
but we come to a deeper understanding of our relationship with our Lord Jesus.
我们就能够对和我们的主的关系有一个更深的认识。
So this time, we would like to focus ourselves on this relationship with our Lord.
我们就集中来看我们和主这个关系。
Do you know that you are not only a believer?
你知不知道你不单止是一个信徒呢?
Do you know that you are not only a disciple of the Lord Jesus?
你知不知道你不只是主耶稣的一个门徒呢?
But do you know you're even a born slave to our Lord Jesus?
你知不知道你其实是主耶稣的奴隶呢?
It gave us a deeper and better understanding of our relationship with our Lord Jesus.
这个比我们对我们和主的关系有一个更深的认识。
Now, of course, the word Lord,
当然主这个字,
in Greek, is Kairos.
希伯来文是 Kairos.
It is being used 750 times.
这个字用了715次。
So this is a real relationship between us believers and the Lord Jesus.
这个是我们和我们的主真正的关系。
Now, in order to understand a little bit of the biblical sense of that relationship,
如果我们要明白是从圣经里面这个关系的意思,
we have to go back to the Old Testament.
我们要回去看旧约的圣经。
You know, the children of Israel, they were slaves in Egypt.
你知道以色列人在埃及是作奴隶。
At first, when Jacob and his children went to Egypt,
当雅各和他的儿子去到埃及的时候,
it was at the time that his son Joseph was the prime minister of Egypt.
当时他的儿子约瑟在埃及的手上,
so they were welcome to Egypt.
所以他们被欢迎来到埃及,
and they were well treated.
他们受到十分好的待遇。
But then in the history of Egypt, you find another dynasty began.
但埃及的历史我们发觉到另一个朝代开始了。
And the Pharaoh did not know Joseph.
这个法老不认识约瑟了。
Did not know what Joseph had done to Egypt.
他不知道约瑟曾经怎样来帮助埃及。
Because Joseph saved Egypt.
因为约瑟曾经拯救埃及。
And he was honored and respected.
他在那里就受到尊重，得到尊荣。
But now under another dynasty,
但现在另一个朝代了,
the Pharaoh did not know Joseph.
这个新的法老不认识约瑟。
So when he noticed that the children of Israel grew into multitudes,
当他看见以色列人来到生长众多的时候,
and they were strong,
他们又刚强,
so he was worried.
他们就很担心了,
because if an alien people live in Egypt,
如果外族人住在埃及的里面,
and they became so multitude and also so strong,
当人数众多又变得这么强的时候,
should there be any war?
如果来打仗,
They will turn against us.
啊，佢哋啊就会嚟到啊系啊敌对我哋啦。
So he tried to ill-treat the Israelites.
啊，所以佢就尝试嚟到苦待啊以色列人。
He put them into hard labor.
啊，佢即要佢哋做苦工。
But even with hard labor,
啊，但甚至苦工。
The people of Israel still increase.
啊，但以色列人仍然系增加噃。
So finally, he gave the command.
最后他就落这个命令。
That every male child that was born must be thrown into the river Nile.
每一个婴孩撒勒头生的婴孩都要是被抌入尼罗河。
And you all remember the story how Moses was born.
我们都记得。
At that time.
摩西这个故事他怎样的出生啊。
When he was born,His parents saw that he was a different child.
当他出生的时候，他的是父母看见他，觉得他是一个很特别的孩子。
They tried to keep him living.
他们就尝试来到保存他的性命。
So they secretly kept him for 3 months.
他们就秘密的来到藏了他三个月。
Then of course they couldn't do it.
当然他不能够继续下去了。
Those probably the boy will cry too loud.
可能个婴孩男孩子喊得太大声。
And he will be discovered.
系咪会被人发现啊
？So you remember the story?
你记得嗰个故事啦
？How the parents made a little ark?
呢个父亲点样做一个好细嘅一个嘅方舟
？And put him in the ark.
将佢摆喺呢个方舟嘅里边。
And brought him to the river Nile.
带到佢嚟罗河。
And put it in the river.
将佢摆喺河水嘅里边。
Maybe among the bushes.
或者喺嗰啲芦苇草嘅当中。
And his sister.
佢嘅姐姐。
Watch afar.
好远嘅嚟到睇住。
To see what will happen to this baby.
睇究竟有咩事发生喺呢个婴孩嘅身上。
And you see all the sovereign arrangement of God.
你就喺度睇见神嗰、那个。绝对的那个权柄的安排了。
Pharaoh's daughter came to the river to take bath.
这个法老王的女儿就去到河边来到冲凉。
And he saw an ark.
他看见这个方舟。
So he asked her maids to pick it up.
叫他的婢女来到去拿起这个方舟。
And when they opened the ark,
当他打这个方舟的时候
the baby cried.
这个婴孩就喊了。
You know,The cry of the baby,
你知道这个婴孩的喊声
touches the heart of woman.
是真的摸到这个妇人的女人的心。
And then you remember Moses' sister,
你又记得摩西的姐姐
how she ran to Pharaoh's daughter.
她怎么走去法老的女儿那里
And do you know a nurse? Do you want a nurse?
你需不需要一个乳养的人呢
And Pharaoh's daughter said,
这个法老的女儿说要啊。
So she called the mother.
啊，佢就叫到佢自己嘅妈妈。
And the mother nursed this child.
啊，让佢呢个婴孩嘅妈妈嚟到乳养翻佢自己嘅孩子啦。
Even with wages.
啊，甚至系有人工添。
Now isn't that wonderful?
啊，呢个何等嘅奇妙啊
！Moses' mother nursed Moses until he was weaned.
啊，当母亲嘅摩西嘅母亲乳养摩西，直到佢断奶。
Now at that time weaning is not that early as today.
嗰时候妇人啲孩子断奶唔系好似今日咁早噶。
So while she was nursing Moses,
当佢乳养摩西嘅时候
，somehow we don't know.
我哋唔知道佢点样养啦。
He shared with Moses.
佢同摩西嚟到交通。
The sovereignty of God.
神的主权。
He impressed upon Moses.
他能够是将这个很深印在摩西的心里面。
God saved him for a purpose.
神拯救他有一个目的。
And this thought entered into the heart of this little boy.
这个心思就进到这个小男孩的心里面。
After he was brought to the Egyptian palace.
当他被带到埃及人的皇宫里面的时候。
As he grew up,
当他长大,
he learned all the learnings of Egypt.
他就学习埃及一切的学问。
Egypt at the time was the number one nation in the world.
当时埃及是第一的国家。
Its architecture was wonderful.
啊，这个建筑系好何等奇妙。
The pyramids were made at that time.
啊，嗰个嘅金字塔系嗰时起嘅。
Moses learned all the learnings of Egypt.
啊，摩西就学识晒埃及人所有嘅学问。
The Bible said he was mighty in words and in deeds.
啊，圣经话佢无论说话才能大有能力。
Tradition told us he became a general.
啊，传统话俾我哋听，佢成为一个将军。
And he won battle after battle.
啊，佢系打胜一场仗又打胜另一场仗。
He was great in Egypt.
喺埃及何等嘅伟大。
But when he was 40 years old,
嗱，当佢四十岁嘅时候
，he felt it was time.
佢觉得系时间啦。
To see his own brethren and to deliver them.
啊，要去见佢嘅自己嘅弟兄同埋拯救佢哋。
And you know the story.
你知道个故仔。
How he went out to see his brethren.
佢点样出去见佢嘅兄弟
？And he found an Egyptian was beating a Hebrew.
啊，佢就发觉系一个埃及人嚟到啊，系打一个嘅希伯来人。
So he looked around and saw nobody there.
佢周围望下冇人嘅时候
，He was mighty indeed.
啊，佢系大有能力。
So he beat the Egyptian into death.
佢就打死咗呢个埃及人。
And buried him in the sand.
将佢嚟到埋喺沙土里嘅里边。
The next day he went out to see his brother.
第二日佢再睇佢嘅弟兄。
He saw two Hebrews were fighting one another.
佢睇见两个希伯来人系彼此嚟到打交。
Now he was mighty in words.
佢系说话大有能力噶。
So he said, "You were brothers."
佢话你系兄弟啊嘛。
Why do you?Fight against each other.
啊，点解你彼此嚟到打交啊
？And unfortunately,
好不幸噶
，the one who was beating the other one pushed Moses away.
吓，呢个打人嘅呢个人就将摩西拱开啦。
Who made you our judge?
啊，边个叫你作我嘅审判官啊
？You want to kill me just as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?
你想杀我，好似昨日你杀埃及人咁啊？
So evidently the news has spread.
啊，好明显嘅呢个消息已经传开啦。
So Moses had to fled.
所以摩西就要逃跑啦。
And he became a shepherd in Midian for 40 years.
啊，佢就喺米甸做一个牧羊人四十年。
He came to 80.
啊，佢到八十岁。
And according to his own writing, Psalm 90.
啊，按照佢自己诗篇嘅写诗篇九十篇。
And he said, a man lives to 70.
他说人是活到70岁。
And if he is strong, he may be 80.
或者强壮的有80岁。
So 80 to him is the end of life.
他对他来讲 ,80 岁是他的人生的终结了。
His life is to end.
他的人生应该终结的。
But the Lord called him.
但是主呼召他。
And send him back to Egypt.
将他派回去埃及。
To deliver the children of Israel.
来到去拯救以色列人。
And you know the story.
你知道个故事。
How he went back.
他怎样回来呢
?He went to Pharaoh.
他回来见法老。
He said, God said, let my people go.
他跟法老说神话让我的百姓出来。
That they may serve me.
好叫他们服侍我。
But Pharaoh said, who is God?
但法老话
，I don't know him。
神系边个啊？我唔识佢。
So he tried to burden the work of the children of Israel even more。
法老就要将更多嘅工作嚟到加俾以色列人去做啦。
You have too much time。
你太多时间啦。
Too much time to think。
你太多时间去谂嘢啊。
So work and work and work。
所以你要工作工作工作。
Until you have no time to think。
直到你冇时间谂。
And God performed miracle after miracle.
啊，神就一个神迹又一个神迹。
10 plagues.
啊，十个嘅灾。
But Pharaoh was stubborn.
啊，但系埃及啊，但法老系好啊顽梗。
And finally, you remember God told Moses.
啊，最后你记得神同摩西讲。
Every family should prepare a lamb.
每一个家庭要预备一只嘅羔一样。
And then after 4 days.Of observation.
四日的观察。
They will kill the lamb.
他要杀这只羊。
Each family a lamb.
每一家一只羊。
And the blood will be poured on the post, on the doorpost and the lintel.
这个羊的血就要 踩在门框和门楣的上面。
And the whole family will be in the house.
全家的人都要在这间屋子里面。
And they will eat the lamb.
他们要吃这只羊。
And they will be all dressed up.
他们要穿上衣服，穿好衣服。
Because they are going to march out of Egypt.
因为他们要准备好来到出出埃及。
And at midnight, the angel of destruction passed through Egypt.
在半夜的时候，灭命的天使就来到埃及。
And killed every firstborn.
将所有头生的都杀死。
Man and animal.
人甚至畜生。
But when he saw the blood at the door.
但当他看见这个门框门楣上面的血。
He passed over.
他就越过这一家了。
So the children of Israel were saved.
所以以色列人就被就拯救了。
And that very night,
在那晚,
they marched out of Egypt.
他们就是一同的操兵这样操出埃及了。
Now, you read that in Exodus.
你在出埃及记里读到这些经文。
Exodus chapter 12, they marched out of Egypt.
在出埃及记十二章，他们就离开埃及。
But when you come to the next chapter,
但你到第二章的时候,
you come to Exodus chapter 13.
你当你睇出埃及记十三章,
what is the first thing that God told the children of Israel after they were delivered?
第一样嘢，神系同系以色列人讲嘅乜嘢咧？当佢哋系被拯救出嚟嘅时候。
Now, if you turn to Exodus chapter 13,
我哋请去出埃及记十三章。
They were just delivered out of Egypt.
佢哋刚刚被从埃及拯救出嚟。
They were just delivered from death.
佢哋从死里面被拯救出嚟。
In chapter 13, verse 1, it says, And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Hallow unto me every firstborn, whatever breaketh open the womb among the children of Israel, of man and of cattle, it is mine.
出埃及记十三章第一节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，以色列中凡投生的，无论是人是畜生，都是我的，要分别为圣归我。
So the first command of God to the children of Israel，
神对以色列百姓嘅第一个嘅吩咐或者诫命。
After He has delivered them，
当神拯救咗佢哋之后
，What is the first word that He spoke to them？
神同佢哋讲第一句嘅说话系乜嘢咧？
He said, Hallow unto me every firstborn.
说凡投生的都要归我。
Whatever breaketh open the womb among the children of Israel of man and of cattle.
凡投生的无论是人是畜生都是我的。
It is mine.
神话都是我的。
They were just delivered.
他们刚被拯救。
But the Lord said,
但主话
，You who are delivered，
你系蒙拯救嘅人
，Your firstborn that were all alive，
你头生嘅都系能够有生命。
Now all the firstborn belong to me，
现今所有头生嘅都系属于我嘅。
You offer them unto me，
你将佢哋嚟到奉献俾我
，because they are mine，
因为佢系属于我嘅。
Now brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹。
If you turn it into our time,
如果我哋翻翻到今日嘅时间
，apply it to ourselves,
应用喺我哋嘅身上
，the same thing happens to us.
同样嘅事情应该系发生喺我哋身上嘅。
When God delivers us out of death,
当神将我哋从死亡拯救出嚟嘅时候
，after He brought us out of the world,
当佢将我哋从世界拯救出嚟嘅时候
，what is the word that He said?To everyone.
他对我们每一个人讲的是什么说话呢
?He said, the firstborn is mine.
神说凡是头生的都是我的。
Because the firstborn represents the whole family.
因为头生的就代表全家。
So to us,
对我们都一样。
Everyone who is saved,
每一个我哋蒙拯救嘅。
Everyone who is delivered from death.
每一个系从死里边被拯救出嚟嘅。
And out of the hand of Satan.
乃从魔鬼嘅手里边、撒旦嘅手里边拯救出嚟嘅。
God said, "You are mine."
你系我嘅。
You have to separate yourself unto me.
你要将你自己分别为圣归俾我。
So this is exactly what you find in Romans chapter 12.
你个发觉正正就系罗马书第十二章所讲嘅说话。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书第十二章嘅第一节。
The apostle Paul wrote and said.
使徒保罗佢咁样写，咁样讲。
I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God.
佢话：所以弟兄们，我以神嘅慈悲劝你哋。
To present your bodies a living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭。
Because this is acceptable to God.
因为是神所悦纳的。
This is the will of God.
这个神的旨意。
And it is something that speaks of our worship and our service.
这个是讲到我们怎样的来到敬拜和服侍神。
Now if you read the book of Romans,
如果你读罗马书的时候，
you will find from chapter 1 through chapter 11,
你发觉从第一章至第十一章，
it tells us of the mercies of God.
是讲给我们神的怜悯。
We who were in sins and transgressions,
我们是死在罪恶过犯里面的。
He saved us.
他拯救我们。
By the blood of the Lord Jesus.
是靠着耶稣的宝血拯救我们。
And he not only saved us from sin.
他不单止将我们从罪里面拯救出来。
And from death.
从死里面拯救出来。
He saved us from the power of sin.
他将我们从罪的权势拯救出来。
He saved us out of the world.
他将我们从世界里面拯救出来。
He sanctifies us.
他叫我使我们成圣。
He glorifies us.
他荣耀我们。
That is his plan for us.
这个是他给我们的计划。
Now, after we have received all the mercies of God,
当我们接受了神的所有的怜悯，
what will be our response?
我们的反应是怎样
呢？ There's only one thing we can do.
那只有一件事我们可以做。
And only one thing we must do.
那只有一件事我们一定要做。
Because God said,
因为神说，
You are mine.
神说你是我的。
And you respond to that.
一切对这个的反应，
We present our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们将我们的身体献上当作活祭。
Why the bodies?
为什么是身体呢？
Because you live your life through the body.
因为我们透过这个身体来过我们的生活。
So when you present your bodies as a living sacrifice,
所以当我们当我们的身将身体献上当作活祭的时候，
It means that your whole being belongs to God.
我意思就话你整个人都系属于神啦。
You from now on is no longer yours.
从今以后唔系再系你自己啦。
Because you are bought with a price.
系用重价买翻翻嚟噶。
Even the blood of our Lord Jesus.
甚至系用我哋嘅主耶稣基督嘅宝血买赎翻嚟噶。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹。
In a very real sense,
在一个很真实的意思的里面，
all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们所有信主耶稣基督的人，
we are no longer ours.
我们不是再属于我们自己的了。
You are bought with a price.
你是用重价买赎过来的。
You are a bond slave to God.
我们是神的奴隶来的。
And that is to say,
这个就是说，
you no longer live for yourself.
你再不是为自己来到活了。
You no longer live by yourself.
你都不是靠自己来到活了。
Now you live for God.
你现今是为神来到活了。
And you live by Christ.
你是靠着基督来到活了。
Now that is what consecration really means.
这个就是分别为圣的意思了。
So to all believers,
所以所有的信徒，
we need to know our position.
我们应该知道我们的地位。
We who have been saved,
我们被拯救的人，
our position,
我们的地位，
our relationship with God,
我们和神的关系，
is that we are his bond slave.
我们是属于他的，我们是他的奴隶。
And he is our Lord.
他是我们的主。
Now that is our relationship with God.
这个是我们和神的关系。
Then if you read on,
如果你繼續讀嘅時候，
you find that God brought them to Mount Sinai.
神就將佢哋帶到去西乃山。
And God told them, I bring you here as on eagle's wing.
神就話，我就好似喺鷹嘅，將你擺鷹嘅翅膀嘅上邊嚟到將你帶出嚟。
I bring you here to belong to me.
我帶你出嚟啦，要將你要使你哋歸我嘅。
To be my possession.
嗱，成為我嘅產業。
To be my people.
係作我嘅子民。
Now in order to make them His people.
係為著要使佢哋成為神嘅子民。
He gave them the Ten Commandments.
佢將十戒嚟到俾咗佢哋。
He made the children of Israel his own nation.
佢叫以色列整个民族系成为属于佢嘅民族。
So the Ten Commandments, in a sense, made the children of Israel God's people.
所以换句话嚟讲，十诫就使到以色列人成为神嘅子民。
But after he had given them the Ten Commandments,
但系当神将十诫俾咗佢哋之后
，and made a covenant with them.
当神同佢哋立约嘅时候
，What will be the first next word to them？
神对佢继续跟住所讲嘅第二句、第二段嘅说话系乜嘢咧
？Now if you turn to Exodus chapter 21，
如果我哋卷去出埃及记第二十一章
，And if you read verse from verse 1，
如果我哋由第一节开始，二十一章出埃及记二十一章嘅第一节。
And these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them.
出埃及二十一章嘅第一节，你在百姓面前所要立的典章就是这样。
Now remember,
记住
，this is the first word to his covenant people.
呢个系神系对从佢立约嘅民第一句嘅说话。
And the word said,
神嘅话咁样讲
，in verse 2，
第二节。
If thou bow by a Hebrew bondman, 6 years shall he serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing.
你若买匹白来人作奴仆，他必服侍你六年，第七年他可以自由白白的出去。
If he came in alone, he shall go out alone. If he had a wife, then his wife shall go out with him.
他若孤身来就可以孤身出去，他又有妻，他的妻就可以同他出去。
If his master have given him a wife, and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and the children shall be his master's, but he shall go out alone.
他主人若给他妻子，妻子给他生了儿女，或儿子或女儿，妻子和儿女都要归主人，他要独自出去。
But if the bondman shall say distinctly, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go free.
倘若奴仆明说，我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿意自由出去。
Then his master shall bring him before the judges, and shall bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall be his bondman forever.
他的主人就要带他到审判官那里，又要带他到门前，靠着门框，用锥子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。
Now why is it that after God has made his people, his covenant people, the first one he mentioned to them about this bondman.
点解当神同佢嘅百姓立约之后，神就与佢立约嘅百姓嚟到讲呢一个奴隶嘅事情呢
？In case a Hebrew became bankrupt.
或者系有咁嘅情况，当希伯来人佢破产啦
，and he sold himself to another Hebrew.
佢将自己嚟到卖咗俾另一个希伯来人。
The Bible said he will serve his master for 6 years.
圣经就话他要服侍他主人六年。
But after 6 years,
但六年之后
he could go out free.
他可以自由的出去。
Now, if the master gave him wife,
如果他的主人将妻子给他
and children,
给他有儿女
When he go out free, he go alone.
当他出去的时候，他只能够自己出去。
Because his wife and children belong to the master.
因为他的妻子儿女属于他的主人。
But if he distinctly said,
但如果他明说
I love my master.
我爱我的主人。
I love my wife, my children.
我爱我的妻子，我的儿女。
I do not want to go out free.
我不想白白的出去。
I want to be your bondman for life.
我想一生来到永远来到服侍他，作你的主人，当你的仆人。
Now he can do that.
他可以这样做。
So he will be led to the judge.
他就会带到审判官那里。
To prove that this is really what he desires.
要证明这个是真的他里面渴望所做的事。
Then the master will bring him to the door of his house.
那这个主人就要带到他的门的前面。
And use an oil and pierce his ear.
要用一个锥子来穿他的耳朵。
Make a hole on his ear.
要个耳仔那里有一个窿。
And that will be a sign that he will be a love slave for life.
这个表记就是说他一个爱的奴仆是永远做一生的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
when you apply this to us today,
让我们今天应用在我们的身上,
there is a real meaning behind it.
那里有一个真正的意思在这个背后。
So far, as our salvation is concerned,
关乎我们的救恩,
the Lord Jesus has paid such a price to buy us.
我们的主用一个重价来到买我们。
So by right, we are his.
所以按理他是我们属于他的。
We belong to him.
我们实在属于他的。
Whether you like it or not.
你欢喜不欢喜都是属于他的。
You are his.
你是他的。
Because he is your Lord.
因为他是你的主。
But,
但是,
the will of God goes deeper than that.
但神的旨意是比这个更远的。
He does not want us to serve him unwillingly.
神想我们不甘愿地服侍他。
Because we have no other way out.
因为我们没别的路走。
No.
不是。
He wants us to serve him willingly and with joy.
神想我们是甘愿而且是欢喜快乐的来到服侍他。
So he used this to show us a truth.
所以他用这个奴隶的事情来给我们认识这个真理。
We are like a Hebrew that has been sold to another Hebrew.
我们好像一个希伯来人被卖到做另一个希伯来人的奴隶。
By law.
按照律法。
By right.
按照情理。
We will serve him 6 years.
我们应该服侍他六年。
That will be our wages.
这个是我们的工价。
But after 6 years, we can go out free.
但六年之后，我们可以白白的出来。
There is no obligation anymore.
所以我们再没有一个是需要留在这里。
If you want to live for yourself, fine.
如果你想为自己活，没问题。
But if you love your master,
但如果你爱你的主人，
there is something there.
那里有些东西在那里。
It is not a matter of right or wrong.
这个不是对和错的问题。
It is a matter of love.
这个是爱的问题。
You love your master.
你爱你的主人。
The master has been so good to you.
你的主人对你这么好。
That you do not want to go out.
你不想出去。
Then what do you do?
你怎么做呢?
The master will pierce your ear to the door.
主人就将你的耳来到扔到个门的上面。
Now today women pierce their ears.
今天妇女是扔耳。
Do you know what you are doing?
你知不知道你做什么?
Now why pierce the ear?
为什么你扔耳?
Because to be a love slave,
因为你
the first obligation as a slave is to listen.
因为你做一个爱的奴隶，而一个奴隶首先需要做的就要听话。
If you have a servant who is very capable,
如果你有一个仆人，他很能干的。
But he doesn't listen to you.
但他不听的。
She always thinks she knows better.
佢常常以为佢知道嘅比你更好。
Now, do you want to keep that servant?
你想唔想要继续嚟到请呢个仆人呢？
Of course not.
当然你唔会。
A servant, a slave.
一个仆人，一个奴隶。
The first thing is to listen.
第一样啊，要听。
Listen to what your master says.
听你个主人讲咩说话。
And do whatever he bids you.
乃作佢所吩咐你作嘅嘢。
Now that is the first obligation.
呢个系作奴隶第一个嘅义务。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
in a spiritual sense,
系一个属灵嘅意思。
Not only your sisters have pierced it here,
唔单止啊姊妹你话淤耳
，but we brothers also have our ears pierced.
我哋弟兄都要将我哋嘅耳朵嚟到淤透。
To hearken is better than to sacrifice.
啊，听命啊胜于献祭。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
this is what you find in the scripture.
啊, 你在圣经里面就找到这些说话。
So far as we are concerned,
所以关乎我们,
so far as our relationship with our Lord Jesus is concerned,
啊, 我们和我们的主耶稣的关系,
this is a relationship.
这个是一个这样, 是一个这样的关系,
a relationship we have to keep up.
有一个关呢、这个关系，我哋要继续保持噶。
If we do not keep up that relationship,
如果我哋唔继续保持呢个关系
，we have no real spiritual life.
我哋冇
talk about.
我哋唔可以谈实际真实嘅属灵嘅生命。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，this afternoon,
今日下午
，we will just lay a foundation.
我哋只系嚟到啊，系啊，打一个基础。
Just remember one thing.
记住一样嘢
，You have a relationship with the Lord as a bond slave to His master。
你同主耶稣一个关系，那你系佢嘅奴隶。
And your spiritual life is to be built upon that ground。
你一个属灵嘅生命系要从呢个基础嚟到建造上去。
If you keep a good ground。
如果你有一个好嘅基础
，in that relationship，
喺呢个关系嘅上边
，you will find eventually it correct all your all your vertical, all your horizontal relationship。
你就发觉呢，你呢个同神嘅关系就能够叫你校正你所有系平衡嘅关系啦。
If your vertical relationship with the Lord is not correct.
如果你同神垂直嘅关系唔正确
，you are not able to keep a good horizontal relationship.
你就冇办法能够系有一个好嘅平衡嘅关系啦。
One thing that bothers me.
有一样嘢系好烦扰我嘅。
I think among in Christianity today.
今日喺基督教嘅圈子嘅里边。
God's people realize how they should have good relationship in the family.
基督徒是知道啊，应该在家庭里面有好的关系。
So, in Christianity today,
所以今天在基督教的圈子里面
we emphasize how to have a good marriage.
我们强调怎样有一个好的婚姻。
How to be a good husband.
怎样做一个好的丈夫?
How to be a good wife.
怎样做一个好的妻子?
How to be good children.
怎样做好的儿女?
And we have so-called counselors.
我们有很多的这些的
specialize on the how.
辅导。
To specialize on the how.
我们好像对于怎样是很专门。
They go to psychiatrists.
佢哋睇心理学专家。
They receive psychological treatment.
佢哋接受心理嘅治疗。
They try to make a good family.
佢哋尝试要一个好嘅家庭。
They try to improve our relationship.
佢尝试去改进我哋人与人嘅关系。
But they forget.
但佢哋忘记
the basis.
个基础最基本嘅。
If you do not have a correct relationship.With God.
如果你同神冇一个正确嘅关系
，No matter how you try，
无论你点样嘅尝试
，You won't be able to have a real good relationship with your family with anybody。
你冇办法同你嘅家庭或者任何嘅人有一个好嘅关系。
So I would like to see that God's people will really turn back to God.
我实在好想睇见神嘅百姓系转回向神自己。
Not to go to human means first.
吓，唔系先去人嘅途径、人嘅方法。
But go and see what is your relationship with God.
吓，你先睇睇你同神嘅关系系点样。
Are you a love slave to God?
你对神系一个爱嘅奴隶啊？
If you maintain that love relationship,
如果你保持呢个同神一个爱嘅关系
，I would say automatically,
我会话好自然
，it will affect your relationships horizontally,
会影响到你平衡所有平衡嘅关系。
So may the Lord help us.
让愿主嚟到帮助我哋。
Let us pray.
让我哋祈祷。
Dear Lord, we want to thank and praise thee.
亲爱的主，我们想感谢你，赞美你。
Because thou so love us.
你实在爱我们。
Thou want us to turn us to thyself.
你实在想将我们转回归向你自己。
Because only in thee we have our salvation.
因为有在你那里我们才能够有拯救。
And thou always saves to the uttermost.
你常常将我们拯救到底。
So dear Lord, we do pray that thou will show us.
我亲爱的主，我们求你给我们看见。
How to maintain a correct relationship with thee.
我们怎样能够跟你保持一个准正确的关系。
And by that, we may be able to maintain right relationship with the people.
因为跟你有正确的关系，以致我们能够从人都有正确的关系。
And we will give thee all the glory.
我们就愿一切的荣耀归返给你自己。
In thy precious name we pray.
在你宝贵，奉你的宝贵的名字我们祈祷。
Amen.